our economy is doing pretty well overall, but obviously we've got some headwinds right now. I mean, we're seeing it, the energy sector, you know, oil production's been good. It's in line with where we had forecasted coming out of the last legislative session. But rig counts are down. So we're down to about 32, I want to say, from 39. And so we'd like to see more activity, more development. The rig crews are getting much more efficient. They can frack more wells with fewer crews. So, you know, it's a little bit of that is offset. But, you know, we'd love to see some of that pick up. We'd love to see oil prices pick up a little bit, too. That would really help out Western North Dakota. But we're seeing it in the ag sector, some headwinds as well, too. I mean, we've had a lot of conversations come out of Ag Commissioner Gehring's office, and I know Joel Heitkamp and Michael Bell here in Bismarck, and Scott, and you guys have talked about the soybean prices a lot. And some of the costs that are going into it. I mean, it seems like it's a conversation that's happening on all the different channels where, you know, the price is pretty good, but the costs have gone up so much over the last few years that it's eaten into the margins quite heavily. And then when you add that onto the fact that the tractor is a couple million bucks now, I mean, yeah. Nothing's in the hundreds of thousands anymore. Then it just makes it a lot more expensive. So I think overall we're doing well, but there's some challenging points. There's some pinch points there that we need to continue to work through. But I think, you know, if any state is well positioned to navigate that, it's North Dakota. We've got very resourceful people, and so we've got some, and we've got an ever diversifying economy with the tech sector in here, with the groups like Aldevron and that have developed the biotechnology world and our medical community in this area. I mean, we're ever diversifying our economy, but our two big industries are ag and energy, and they're both facing some headwinds.
What are we seeing with receipts coming into the state government here, and what lessons can we learn from that?
Our receipts overall have been fairly well. I know Tax Commissioner Karashis had just put up the quarterly report here a couple weeks ago, and we saw some of the sales tax numbers dip down, which isn't super surprising. When we have so many travelers historically from Canada or elsewhere that come down here to shop. So when we've had a little bit less of that crossings at the border, and it doesn't surprise us when we have a little bit lower sales tax. But on the whole, it's been fairly consistent. The last report showed, you know, some blips down on income taxes, specifically corporate income tax. But we think that was a function more of some of the timing of when some of the dates had fallen for the months as they were reported. And so we expect that to bounce back. But, I mean, overall, our revenues are pretty strong. We're in a good position as a state when it comes to the cash flow coming in.
When I think of a treasurer, I think probably one way to say it in the private sector is you're like the CFO of the state of North Dakota. And a CFO, one of the biggest jobs is expense management and trying to figure out, you know, how do we handle our expenses the best we can. And I know that that doesn't fall solely on you. There's a lot of people. The legislature is a huge part of that, obviously. But as you take a look, Tom, at what North Dakota spends its money on, what are some of the things that you take a look and you say, okay, we've got to maybe ask more questions about this particular area, or maybe do a little deeper dive on some of the expenses that we have. What area might you point to?
I mean, the biggest areas that we spend our money on at the state level is healthcare. I mean, the Department of Health and Human Services, no surprise to anyone that that's the biggest budget we have by, you know, multitudes. It's the only budget that's even comes near $5 billion on a biennial basis, and it's already creeped well above that. So healthcare, specifically in our rural areas, critical access hospitals, you know, we have a lot of spread out healthcare systems, and not all of them are able to run at a profit just due to the margins or the number of people that are there. And so the state does a fair amount through federal pass-through dollars mostly, helping out with a lot of those areas, making sure we have, you know, critical access to healthcare across our state. That's critically important. And that's an area that I know the legislature has been trying to focus on, where's the best way to provide those services without, you know, just throwing money at a problem and not seeing any actual solutions to it. Mental health care is an area in particular that they have been focusing on some of that. But the other two big areas that we have are infrastructure. Road costs. Roads are expensive. Gas tax doesn't keep up with paying it. And so the legislature has used other revenues to help support and maintain our infrastructure for roads. One of the problems with how far north we are, we have both the 100-degree days and the negative 40-degree days, mm-hmm. and that puts a lot of pressure on those roads and causes us to have to rebuild those more often than some of our peer states. And then education. We've made a tremendous investment in education over the years. The state provides over $10,000 per student in North Dakota, which is well above the national average. And so we have work to make sure that our education system has the support they need, both at the K-12 and at the higher education level. But in particular, we're trying to do that through funding mechanisms that are sustainable. Right now, about 25% of the state's K-12 education costs are actually covered by the earnings on the Common Schools Trust Fund, which is a trust fund that's managed by the land board that I have a seat on. And so just our investment earnings cover 25% of that cost. And so us trying to make sure that we have, you know, good, stable revenue sources like that can help us weather the ups and downs in the economy as well.
Tom, there is a lot of conversation right now within the business community, and I'll say small business community because those are the people I tend to talk to more than anybody else. And we know that our farmers are struggling with commodity prices when inputs are continuing to be high. And I saw yesterday a story that land prices are going up, so obviously rent will yep. too. It's a tough go for the farmers, but our small town businesses, the auto dealers and the cafes and the truck stops and all of those businesses that are fed by our local farm economy, they're feeling the brunt of this as well. The state has got, I don't want to say an obscene amount of money, but the state's got a fair amount of money in different areas. And you talked about the Common Schools Trust Fund. We've got the Legacy Fund. There are other places where we have money available, Bank of North Dakota. Now, I know that a lot of those things are reserved for specific uses, but for the farmers, for the small businesses in our communities who are really struggling right now after 4 years of Biden inflation and then cost of living continues to go up, is there something more that the state could do for our small businesses who are trying to hang on right now, but it's really tough? And I'll lump the farmers in there, too, because they're business people as well. What more could the state do, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, right now we have a lot of loan programs that are available through the Bank of North Dakota for different areas of the economy, for different sectors, folks that need it. Most of these programs operate through local financial institutions. The Bank of North Dakota underwrites those, provides those at a pretty reasonable cost compared to what you'd otherwise find in the market. It's one of the reasons why we have one of the strongest banking sectors in the country for community banks is because of those Bank of North Dakota programs that they run through these local banks. So I'd say first off, bnd.nd.gov, that's Bank of North Dakota's website. They've got a whole list of those loan programs options that are out there. When it comes to what the legislature can do, you know, they've worked to try to put in a lot of programs that are out there. They were specifically addressing child care here in the last session and the session before that, throwing some money out to help provide some more facilities, help provide those options all across the state. So the legislature kind of takes that kind of targeted approach each session. But the big way, if people want to see the state do more, is get in touch with their legislators. That is where, you know, we need those ideas to come from. You can't just trust that somebody sitting up in Bismarck knows everything that's happening in Carrington. And so if you want to make sure that you have your local, you know, issues addressed, make sure to bring it up to them. And what I would encourage anyone, and you talked about in the spirit of Charlie Kirk, everyone getting active and getting involved and showing up, vote.nd.gov, a quick plug for Secretary of State Michael Howe's website. They've got all the information out there where you can find your legislative district, find everyone who's going to be on your ballot for your local area, and so that you can see where those political subdivisions are, be it the school district, be it the state legislature, wherever, so that you can know who your people are, so you can go and ask them questions and make sure that they know your concerns. Because if they don't hear your concerns, they can't work to address it.
Yeah, and I appreciate you mentioning that because it is really important to be talking to our local lawmakers because they're the ones that can get something started on the ground floor. I will just say as a point of reference, many of the business owners I talk to during the course of my week say I look at those programs and they're too niche for me. There's a program for a business that wants to come in from out of state or a program for a young entrepreneur or whatever, but most of the businesses in the state are still dealing with, you know, financing they had to take out at 8-9% or so, and they're saying, God, if the if we could just get some through Bank of North Dakota where and give us the money at 4%, because you'll still make money on that, but it sure would help us out. So I guess that's the thing. Talk to the lawmakers. So just a thought on that as we finish it. Tom, great stuff as always. We appreciate your time. You take care, all right?
Anytime, Steve. You too.
Thanks a lot, Tom.